In this bulletin, a former police officer in Minneapolis charged with the murder of an African-American man. The United States takes punitive action against China and Hong Kong. And Netball New South Wales plans a season restart in July. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyett. United States President Donald Trump has asked the Department of Justice to expedite the investigation into the death of George Floyd. Derek Chauvin, the police officer shown in footage kneeling on George Floyd's neck, has been charged with third-degree murder and manslaughter. The prosecutor says he's anticipating charges for three other police officers. All four officers were sacked after George Floyd's death. Mr. Trump has condemned the death, offering his condolences to Mr. Floyd's family.
It's a terrible thing. We all saw what we saw, and it's very hard to even conceive of anything other than what we did see. It should never happen, should never be allowed to happen, a thing like that. But we're determined that justice be served.
Around the United States, cities are being rocked by escalating protests over the death of George Floyd. At least seven protesters were shot in Louisville in Kentucky. Police dispersed crowds in Phoenix by firing rubber bullets, and a driver ran over a protester in Denver, and dozens have been arrested in New York City. In a rare move, the White House had to be put in lockdown amid security concerns, with President Donald Trump urging protesters to demonstrate peacefully. In Houston, Texas, where Mr. Floyd grew up, Lazario Gonzalez took part in a protest outside the city hall.
Everybody's expressing anger. Everybody's expressing all everything that we've been keeping silent. We need the government to understand our rage.
The United States is taking retaliatory action against China, blaming the nation for the spread of coronavirus and criticizing its new security laws for Hong Kong. President Donald Trump has announced an end to special treatment enjoyed by Hong Kong and imposed sanctions against Chinese officials involved in undermining the territory's freedom. Mr. Trump says Hong Kong is no longer autonomous from China and will have most of its benefits revoked, including trade, travel, and extradition agreements. The US is also terminating its relationship with the World Health Organization and redirecting money from the agency, accusing it of being influenced by China. Mr. Trump says his decisions will protect the people of his country. The federal opposition is calling for the Government Services Minister Stuart Robert to stand down over the controversial Robodebt scheme. Mr. Robert revealed the government will refund more than $720 million following advice that the program is unlawful. Labor leader Anthony Albanese says people caught up in the scheme are entitled to pursue compensation claims.
And there's no doubt that the process doesn't end just there. Because what we will have, of course, is people asking for compensation for those people who paid this money for interest on it. And so this issue isn't over. What should be over is Stuart Robert's career, because this gaffe-prone minister has mishandled everything he's ever touched any time he's been a minister.
Victoria has recorded 11 new coronavirus infections, including one student from the Holy Eucharist Primary School. 20 to 30 students and staff at the school in St Albans South have been placed into 14-day isolation. The Year 2 student is linked to a family cluster in Keilor Downs, which increased by 3 cases overnight to 11. The student attended the school on Tuesday but was asymptomatic, with the school expected to reopen on Monday. New South Wales has reported no new COVID-19 cases for the first time in almost 3 weeks. 9,500 tests were conducted yesterday, with no new infections detected. A total of 11 cases have been recorded in New South Wales in the past 11 days, 7 from overseas travellers and 4 with an unknown local source. Victoria's opposition leader says he'd put an end to a controversial deal with China if he won power at the next election. The Belt and Road deal allows for Chinese investment in Victoria and for Victorian companies to take part in Chinese infrastructure projects overseas. Opposition leader Michael O'Brien says it's a dud deal.
This deal is bad for jobs, it's bad for security, it's bad for sovereignty. And that's why if I'm Premier, I'll end it, because that's the right thing for Victoria.
In sport, prominent netball captains and coaches have written an open letter to the New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian, criticising the state's inaction on community sport. The captain and coach of the Swifts, their Giants counterparts, and the captain of the Diamonds are urging a pathway for the return of netball for the state's 115,000 players. The women say New South Wales lacks guidance and confirmation compared to other states, which have provided financial assistance and a return to play date. Netball New South Wales is eyeing a July restart to the competition, but needs a date to be set by the end of next week. Well, now the weather across Australia for tomorrow. Perth showers and 20 degrees. Showers increasing in Adelaide, a top of 16. There should be showers in Melbourne and 17 degrees tomorrow. An early shower or two for Hobart, 16. Canberra, partly cloudy and 15. Similar conditions in Wollongong, a top of 20. Partly cloudy in Sydney and Newcastle, 21 in both cities. Brisbane also partly cloudy, a top of 24. Cairns, partly cloudy, 28. And Darwin, mostly sunny, a top of 32 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.